She is attempting to appease the American voter with a change of name again to implement the illegal and unconstitutional Obamacare. Read Mark 8:15. Look at this wordplay here, America. First it was the Romney Care, then it became the Affordable Care Act, then Obamacare. Now it is renamed the American Health Care Act. Friends, listen carefully. No matter what it is called or who the president is, who pushes for it and signs it, remember, it is illegal. Read Psalm 94:20. Rather than getting caught up into the debate that they want you to get caught up into, the question should be presented to them who call themselves representatives. Where are you deriving your authority from the American people to implement these unconstitutional acts? Remembering that it tells us in the Declaration of Independence that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So folks, laying the question to the representatives, it's a question that they simply cannot answer. In other words, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Consider that what you have been led to believe concerning Romney Care, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and now the American Health Care Act. If it's such a good deal, why are premiums skyrocketing for Americans? And if it's such a good deal for the American people, then why does it not apply to the Congress that approved these unlawful measures? Think about that. Listen again to Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney, Obama, the Affordable Care Act, and now the American Health Care Act. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. A lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically, that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. When we're done with employer-based health insurance, it will have so much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. Here are the top six legal arguments cited in impeachable offenses, Article 2, Section 4, challenging the legality of Obamacare. Number one is taxation without representation. The law appears to violate Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, which stipulates no capitation or other direct tax should be laid unless proportioned to the census or enumeration herein before directed to be taken. Number two, illegally bypassing Congress and bribing states. Impeachable offenses, Article 2, Section 4, cites Jonathan H. Alder of the Case Western Reserve University School of Law and Michael F. Cannon of the Cato Institute. The duo found that the law encourages states to create health insurance exchanges, but it permits Washington to create them if states decline. Obamacare authorizes premium assistance in state-run exchanges, Section 1311, but not federal ones, Section 1321. In other words, states that refuse to create an exchange can block much of Obamacare's spending and practically force Congress to reopen the law for revisions. Just think about that. Number three, states' rights violated. The 10th Amendment to the Constitution reads, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people." The 10th Amendment Center, which was among the plaintiffs that took Obamacare to the Supreme Court, clarifies that the amendment was written to emphasize the limited nature of the powers delegated to the federal government. Number four, originated in Senate. Impeachable offenses, Article 2, Section 4, cites Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution, which states all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives.
Enough said. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
Number five, if you are already creating commerce. As a son or the Commerce Clause, as stated in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, states all bills
of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I've got a lot to cover again. It is Monday. We are catching up to all the topics that I feel are pertinent to what threatens the American people the most, and it's coming again from those that we should expect it to least come from, but it's coming from our said representative governments, both state and federal, and they must lawfully be dealt with because they have no right to break the law in any sense of the word, as you well know. What we're going to be talking about today is they actually forgot that love actually condemns their crime. We'll be hitting on that in just a minute. Love fulfills the law, though, Bradley. Yeah, it does. We'll put that into context for you, scripturally speaking, and so you can understand it rather than the world's version of it. Let's take it and give it to the Holy Ghost and see what he has to say about it. Again, we'll be covering that in just a little bit here. I want you to see something really quick here. On Sons of Liberty Media.com, what you're going to see is people are asking this constantly, and I've said it, I don't know, 15 times over the last month now. But what happens is if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, you go to the right side of that page, you're going to see click here to listen live. You're going to find the downloads, the podcast. You're going to find anything and everything that you need. You're even going to find the videos. You're going to find our referrals. Everything is there. Let's say it again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's all available on bbsradio.com. And what happens is when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and you are going to find all the information you're going to need right then and there. As well, friends, you can also check out Bradley's schedule, the store. Do consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty, because without you, we cannot do the things that we do. As you well know, we just got back from Arkansas last month, Michigan last month, Florida last month, and Texas last month. So with that said, friends, we are out there doing what it is that we're commanded to do out of love, in our way of saying thank you back to the Lord for his sacrifice as the propitiation for my sins. And that's why we go out and seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. So with that said, you can also go to Mark 16:15 if you'd like, and you'll understand the point that I'm making perfectly. Go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years. Also, if you'd like to check us out on social media platforms, again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. So, friends, it's 4th of July coming up. In the meantime, I'm sure we're going to have plenty to talk about in the next up and coming days concerning what it's all about, because it's not what the American people think it's about. So we're going to get back to that history, I'm sure, in the next couple of days as well. But before we get there, I just want Americans to know that you're being laughed at in a really big way. You're being laughed at by those that are creating bills. They depend upon your ignorance, say they. They mock you, say they, as you're about ready to see in just a moment here. And they're making fun of you at every given step because of your ignorance. That's what they're saying. This is how they're getting away with the things that they're getting away with. And it's also interesting to note that's exactly what the Lord said in Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Here, let me give you an idea of some of the things and the reasons and the people behind those that are mocking you and making a lot of money off of your ignorance. And if it doesn't apply to you, then let it not apply to you, friends. It's just a matter of truth. And if you're on the side of truth, then you're going to love this, okay? And you're also going to take that message and reprove the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and reprove the darkness because you are the light. Did you guys know that there was a lady named Barbara DeAngelis? Did you know that she's a popular teacher on how to make dads and moms in marriage work? Did you know that? Did you know that Barbara DeAngelis has been married 5 times? Married and divorced 5 different times. No joke. Did you know that President Bill Clinton, his commission on teen pregnancy, did you know who he used as a model of his commission on teen pregnancy? Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, she is one of the most pathetic humans on the planet, one of the grossest, raunchiest humans on the planet. She is. That's just the truth of the matter. I don't think anybody needs for someone else to come behind me and back up what I just said, because you probably think the same things. But did you know that Whoopi Goldberg has had several abortions? As a matter of fact, I've heard numbers up to that of 8 and 9 abortions. And yet Bill Clinton appoints her to his commission board to put a stop to teen pregnancy throughout the United States of America. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, did you also know that Madonna, again, one of the raunchiest humans on the planet, I believe she's a witch through and through, literally. I'm not saying that to mock her, to degrade her. She's done all that on her own. She was the one, as a matter of fact, that, you know, during the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, and she's still doing it. It's interesting that she's constantly kicking off her sexual innuendos. She's always, everywhere she goes, everything she does, that's what she has to do. That's what Madonna has to do, right? I guess that's her appeal to the people that she goes to. I don't know how that works, because again, I just think what they do is they take the lowest form and the lowest common denominator when it comes to human beings and the debase, and what they do is they put them up as some sort of role model. But what's interesting is she was asked by the parents on a worldwide scale to tone down the sexual innuendo. Matter of fact, in some cases, she's been banned from their country. She cannot perform there. But what's interesting is she pled the Fifth Amendment. She said, you know what, I'm just going to plead the Fifth. I'm not going to say anything about it. But did you know that when she was on Larry King, just again highlighting the ignorance of the American people, Larry King, when Madonna was there, she was being interviewed by Larry, and she was asked as to what is it that your daughter watches on television. Did you know that she said she was not allowed to watch that garbage? Isn't that interesting? That garbage is good enough for you and your kids, but it's not good enough for her and hers, right? Did you also know that now Madonna's also writing books for children? Okay, this is just kind of giving you a little idea as to how this all works. We had, you know, R. Kelly was another one promoting nothing but sexual promiscuity. He gets busted back in the early 2000s, and he was indicted for 21 counts of child pornography. And people just, they just don't know what the deal is. And some will even say, well, you know, I'm not influenced by those people. Oh, you're influenced by them. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to prove that point as well in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too.
That's about.
But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values.
Orders go out within one day. You get your orders within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS. Thank you for the orders over the weekend, by the way. Also want to let you know that we know it to be true. 2 to 3 days is, in most cases, the scenario once you make your order. But the orders will go out tomorrow morning. These go out with all orders. It's a little download as to who we are and what it is that we've been doing over the last 25 years. And I want to let you know, too, these come in red, white, and blue. And if you have one or if you order one, do not put them in the dishwasher, okay? Do not put them in the dishwasher. You know, it's kind of crazy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Isn't it interesting when you take 1 Kings 13:33 and you put this up to what the mainstream media and Hollywood and the music industry puts up? Isn't it interesting how there's this interlink of not only the spirit of the world, but blatant Satanism? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like this. And I was talking about the ignorance of the American people and what it is that they put up with. Like one woman, Barbara DeAngelo, she goes out there and teaches dads and moms how to make love and marriage work. But did you know that she was married 5 times, divorced 5 times? You know, this is what they put up with, and they make these people rich. It's like politicians. I'll get to that in a moment as well. Then I talked about Whoopi Goldberg being put on Bill Clinton's commission to stop teen pregnancy. Well, the problem with that one was she had up to 8 to 9 abortions herself. And then we talked about R. Kelly, you know, all of his sexual promiscuity. Madonna, the same thing. She's writing books. R. Kelly was indicted for 21 counts of child pornography. But this is all being put up in front of your kids. And the last point that I made during the last segment, and it was most people will say, well, I'm not influenced by that. Oh, you are. You are. Matter of fact, if you look at what's going on social media platforms, that shows you how ignorant the people and desensitized the people in this country have become as to what they give their allegiance to. The Bible's clear when it says that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. That's exactly what's being played out right now. Do you guys remember a guy by the name of King Richard III? It was about 2 centuries ago. Did you know, speaking of influence, did you know that he had a hunchback? And did you know that the men of that country, you know what they began to do? They began to walk as if they had hunchbacks. Well, that's not good enough. Okay, well, let me give you another one. What about the Princess of England from 2 centuries ago, same time period? same time period. And interestingly enough, she had a temporary limp. You know what the women started to do in that country? They began to limp as long as she did. This is, again, how simple people are, and it shows you what they have their eyes on. It truly is. Do you guys remember that show from the 90s, E.T.? Remember Phone Home? Remember that? Do you remember when that little boy was alluring E.T. into his house? What did he use? Most people listening right now probably just answered the question. Reese's Pieces, right? Did you know that when they aired Reese's Pieces being on that movie, E.T., the extraterrestrial, did you know that their sales went up 400% during the duration of that movie? I also wanted to let you know, too, that in Sweden, did you know because little Elliot talked back to his parents, a foreign country, you're called the light of the world, but foreign countries are obeying the Lord here. It's interesting, in Sweden, E.T. was banned because of the way that the 11-year-old talked to his parents. What about this one? Yaquito Taco Bell. Do you guys remember this? Yeah. I want Taco Bell. Remember the little floppy-eared dog? And he kept saying, Yaquito Taco Bell, Yaquito Taco Bell. Did you know that during the duration of that commercial alone, that they sold over 12.9 million little stuffed chihuahuas during that particular time? If you'd like to cross-check everything I'm telling you, I strongly suggest that you do so. This was Business Wire, December of 1998. The people say, well, it has nothing to do with the way I act. Oh, I guarantee you, whatever you have your eyes on is exactly what you act out. There's no question about it. But we were originally talking about how you're being mocked, how you're being laughed at by the politicians of the day. I do want to give you a little taste of this. This is a video I've done. By the way, it's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have over 200 educational videos. It's on the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just go down a little bit, but we give you answers to the issues concerning to the most that we can actually attack and bringing about resolve when it comes to the issues that we deal with scripturally and constitutionally. But I want to highlight this. This is Obamacare. Do you guys remember Jonathan Goober? Jonathan Goober was the architect of RomneyCare. And do you remember RomneyCare then became Obamacare? And then when people caught on to RomneyCare, they had to change it to Obamacare. And then do you remember when Donald Trump got into office, they changed it from RomneyCare to Obamacare. And then when Donald got into office, they called it the American Health Care Act. Do you guys all remember this? I just want to make clear so you can see the scheming devices of these people that you put up with in this country. Well, I want to show you this short video, and I want you to listen to what Jonathan Goober had to say about the American people concerning how they were pushing these bills through concerning Obamacare and American Health Care Act. Check this out.
There is no debate. It is illegal and unconstitutional. No matter what they rename it. The typical American voter is so stupid that his dog teaches him tricks. Who said that? Jonathan Goober, architect of Romney Obamacare, now being renamed as American Health Care Act. See, folks, the hot topic again this week coming from today's conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, is in an attempt to get you caught up into a debate about that which is illegal. The GOP is attempting
to... Okay, so you guys are getting the point here, friends, as to what they do. And once people start to catch on to what they're doing, then what do? They change the name of the programs. And what I want you to see here, folks, again, is to what Jonathan Goober had to say about you, because they all the while knew what they were doing when they were passing these bills. But again, they depended upon the ignorance of the American people in the process of doing it. And Americans, we have nobody to blame but ourselves, because we can cover this from every angle known to mankind, but we are the responsible party as to what it is that we put up with in this country. That is the message. That is the gospel message. Take heed unto yourself. Take heed unto yourself. Take heed unto yourself. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Here, listen to this.
Jonathan Goober, the architect of Romney,
listen to what he says about you.
The Affordable Care Act and now the American Health Care Act. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. A lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically, that was really, really critical for the thing to pass.
When we're done with employer-based health insurance, it will have so much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. P.T. Barnum said a sucker
so what he
is
said about you guys,
minute, but his estimate was laughably low. Here are the top six legal arguments.
Folks, this is what the politicians are saying about you. Now, I want you to understand, I take the time to tell you that you're being laughed at. Am I laughing at you? No, I'm more frustrated with the American people for not paying attention as to how they're being laughed at. I care more about you and your character than most people do of themselves. I don't like you being laughed at. That's why I'm taking the time to say, folks, wake up to what's going on here, because at every given level, you're being mocked. Here's another one for you. Proving the point. Here, look at this. This is brand new. This is, again, from Rand Paul. He sold to the American people as a good guy. I just got this recently, okay? And it says, defending the Constitution, fighting for liberty. Okay, fighting for liberty. Okay, great. But what does it always lead to? It always leads to more money being given to Rand Paul. Most people haven't taken the time to go beyond what Fox News has told them concerning Rand Paul by selling him to you as being a good guy. Yet the Lord told us in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 that we're to examine them, because this is how they will come. Did you know while he's raising millions of dollars going after Anthony Fauci, one of the architects of the last scandal concerning the plandemic in the experimental jab? He's raised millions of dollars, but behind the backs of the American people, did you know that his wife was buying stock in Remdesivir? See, people don't pay attention, and why they don't, I have no idea. We have enough information and enough facts concerning these criminals that they should have been rounded up by the American people long ago in holding them accountable for their crimes. Isaiah 26, verse 9, Isaiah 51, verse 4. I want to show you something, and this kind of took me back a little bit, but I want you to listen carefully to this if you can't see it on social media platforms. This was a question what the whole group of people, and I'm not going to spoil it for you, I'm going to let you see it, but there's a whole group of people, for those that can't see it, that are asked these two questions. You ready for this? Check this out.
Stand up. If you know of someone who died just of COVID.
Stand up if you know anyone that died of COVID. Okay. The room is packed.
Who died just of the COVID.
Stand up if you know someone that died of COVID. Nobody stands up. Not one person stood up.
Can you please stand up if you know of anyone who has been injured or died by the jab?
Now, the second question is, stand up if you know anybody that's been injured of or died from the experimental jabs. They all stand up.
Please stand up if you know of...
Hey, folks, this is, again, how you're being played. The evil that's allowed to prevail in this country is because of the evil people that allow it. We've all heard from Edmund Burke. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. And I've said this 1,000 times, but you need to get into the semantics and the wordings as to what we're being told by Edmund Burke. Was he right? Absolutely not. Not in this case. And I respect the guy. Listen, evil prevails in the land because good men do nothing. No, evil prevails in the land because wicked men do nothing. That's scripturally true and spot on. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival.
Revelation 3:9.
Attacked by enemies from all sides.
Romans 2:28-29.
Now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish people that they are not alone. This summer,
I haven't been over there yet, have I? Join Christians United for Israel
at our nation's capital for the 2024 Washington, D.C.
Sorry about that.
Let your voice be heard.
Orders go out tomorrow morning. Orders go out tomorrow morning.
Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli leaders and experience a night to honor Israel that you will never forget. Space is limited, so register today by visiting CUFI.org/summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV. We've connected the world.
Guess we should be up in just a second here, okay?
BBS Radio TV.
We're looking at, by the way, talking about the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We are working on two events in Colorado as we speak, right, just for the record, this month. And we're trying to take this month off, actually, but it is what it is, right? So,
if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yeah.
There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, so I didn't, again, this is what's so important about this show. Romans 8:14 says that we're led of the Spirit of God. And it's important that you guys understand that here. I know people like to get stuck on their little scripts and their notes and this, that, and the other thing, and they have their place, but we want to be led by the Holy Ghost. So I started talking about how people are being led astray. And the Bible tells us not to be led astray by the wicked. We're to hold steadfast. That means fixed in direction. We're to keep our eyes single, and we're to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. And I'm talking about how Americans are being laughed at. And these are the people that are leading the people about. And these people that are laughing at the American people are making millions of dollars off of their ignorance. Well, the politicians are doing the same thing. You guys remember some time back, I took the time and played a video from Stanley Kubrick, who staged the moon landing. He was the guy that actually staged the moon landing. This is common knowledge. Well, there is tons and tons and tons of videos coming out concerning the truth of his statement and the truth that he told the American people. People need to realize that through that deceptive lie coming from the government, NASA, they've taken billions and billions and billions of your dollars to work against the American people. And that's exactly what they've done. People also need to understand that there's limits with the Lord. Well, aside of the fact that there's all of these videos coming out, and here's another point for people to understand. Did you let a majority of the American people, when they hear someone say that we've been to the moon, they're laughing at them. They don't believe it. Well, of course. Again, there's limits with the Lord. There's a documentary called A Strange Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon by Bright Sibrel. We've had him on the show before. He's a cool guy, and he's done a very thorough investigation into all of it. Matter of fact, he even confronted those that said they've been to the moon. One of them turned around and punched him. This is all on film. A Strange Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon by Bright Sibrel. If you've not seen it, check it out. I want to go over and show you what happens when it's not scripted and they're asked questions like this guy that supposedly went to the moon. I want you to listen to how, I want you to look at his demeanor. I want you to listen to his conversation when asked serious questions. Does he sound confident or does it sound like he's reaching?
And a shaft that you rotate.
So, like on the space station, how many of these would you have?
Seven, because we have seven windows.
What happens if you get a leak on that?
Then you have a leak.
You just have a leak.
And what you would do
you
is...
You lose air.
Yeah, you would probably seal the whole cupola off. And then there's probably a plan. I don't know off the top of my head, but there's probably a plan for...
A plan? There's probably a plan that I don't have off the top of my head. And people are buying the fact that we've been to the moon? This is why the American people are being laughed at.
Seeing the mechanism might require a spacewalk.
So my question is, how can you operate a lid on the outside of the space station by manipulating something mechanical on the inside of the space station without losing air pressure?
It's called real good engineering.
...of what the mission goals are for your time on orbit and what responsibilities and jobs are going to be yours when you're up there.
Well, I'm one of the science guys and I'm one of the repair guys. And fortunately, there's lots of science and lots of repair to do on station, so that will certainly keep us all busy. I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology.
Yep, and folks,
it's a painful process to build it back again.
Okay, so we don't have that technology anymore. Anybody have one of these iPhones? You know, there's more technology in this little phone than they had back in 1968. But now he's saying they don't have, he's saying that our technology isn't as good today as it was back then. These are the people that are sold to you, Americans. Again, this is why you're being laughed at. Here's this devil. If you want to know what one of the devils look like that's on this earth today, it's this guy. He carries the spirit of a Nazi SS soldier to the T. No joke. His name is Yuval Noah Harari. He's with the World Economic Forum. I want you to listen to this. Okay, again, this is why they do what they do. They listen to this nonsense created from their carnal, reprobate minds. You know what reprobate means? Abandoned to their own sins. The man's married to another man, and he's out there telling everybody what they should be doing. I want you to listen to what he says because it has everything to do with you. You ready for this one?
At least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
Listen to what he says, this devil.
We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals.
The future of mind control, and the future being right...
Hackable animals. Are you listening? These are the guys that mean to dictate your lives. Men marrying men, dictating your lives, that want to depopulate the planet. They want you to put a chip in your body. They want to lose and to remove all currency so they can dictate everything through that chip in your body. And what's worse is the American people and people on a worldwide basis know exactly what the bad guys mean to do, but they keep allowing them to corral them right into the little pin of control, don't they? Yep, they do. And they just don't know why. They just don't know why. Here, here's a more blatant one. Why do they do what they do? Because they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Here's another prime example of what I'm talking about. This one, this is as bad as Joe Biden. This is as bad as what you're seeing from the DHS. This is as bad as what you're seeing from all of these unconstitutional agencies. That's all you have to do to prove my point here, friends, is ask yourself why Ilhan Omar still has not had to suffer the consequence of her treasonous acts against the people that she allegedly is serving. Her name is constantly in the news as a traitor to the country. She's from Somalia. She still serves Somalia. She uses the Somalian people. The Somalian people in Minnesota hate her guts because they know that she's using her. I seen her at the St. Cloud University when I heard she was going to be there. Nobody showed up. But again, the mainstream media wants you to believe everybody is just lavishing her with their approbation. That is not true in any sense of the word. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because when I went to the University of St. Cloud and I went there, it was interesting how everybody was talking and she was sitting there like a little dunce kid, 15-year-old girl that was in detention because she got in trouble for class. Once she was finally called upon at the end of the night, it's exactly what I didn't expect. I did not know that she was that ignorant. Stupid as a rock. No joke. She's not here to further the cause of upholding the law against criminals. She's here to conquer the state of Minnesota as we know it. There's no question about it. She's been called out time and time again for wanting insurance policies for those that leave South Minneapolis and fight on the behalf of what they call ISIS, which is a CIA operation. So was Al-Qaeda. For those that haven't been paying attention, what is the purpose of the CIA? To destabilize countries? That's what these devils do? Oh gosh. Wow. I'm going to war with God my whole life to find out at the end of my life when I stand before the Lord, bow my knee, and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that what Bradley Dean was telling me that whole time, he did out of love for my soul. And yet I kept warring against him and warring against him and warring against him. Yep. Yep, that's right. I don't understand you people, man. Repent and believe. Matthew 4:17. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Repentance towards God in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20:21. Read Exodus 20 and then read Galatians 3:24 and then Hebrews 12:2. Now, I want to get back to this because I want you to see this. This Ilhan Omar, who married her brother to get into America, she's been called out for in support of that of Somalians, right? I'm going to read this for you as we go on, but this is Ilhan Omar. And again, this is a said representative that the people of the United States put into place. Absolutely not. But again, remember, the mainstream media like Time Magazine, they're putting her up. They're promoting her. But keep in mind, they also promoted Stalin, Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler. Americans, why do you tolerate this? Why do you tolerate this? Check this out. This is in support of Ilhan Omar, and I got to stop it and read off what he's saying here. Representative Ilhan Omar, who has written the name of Somalia with a gold pen. The interests of Ilhan Omar are not Ilhan. The interests of Ilhan are not her. It's not the interest of Minnesota. It's not the interest of Minnesota, just like I said. Nor is it the interest of the American people. Look at her right behind him, smiling. Okay? The interest of Ilhan is that of the Somalian people and Somalia. She's playing a very dangerous game. She really is.
Hussein Hassan.
The success of Ilhan is the success of Somalia. Okay. And that carries a heavy meaning to us. Wow, wow, wow. And she's still there. And she's still there. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to...
Guys, this is a baby Christian's dream right here. A youth pastor's dream. An ignorant hireling's dream. I say that respectfully. Hopefully he's ignorant and inadvertently and he needs to get saved. John 10:12. Read. Grass doesn't work, the rocks do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, we have a brand new book, All Prophets Were Pointing to the Front. And also, Soldier of the Cross. And that was in order. First the heart, then the head, then the armor. Ephesians 6:12. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Responses like this. We should be back up in just in a second here.
I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely
critical
to the church, the nation, to our
I can't even believe
so I hope you will support them
that Ilhan Omar has been called out as many times as she has.
What is right.
Become a son or
and then the state of Minnesota is not in an uproar. I am blown away. I honestly am.
I don't
know what to say.
If you are already supporting,
what do you say when you've said it 10,000 different ways, right?
We cannot say thank you enough.
Very frustrating.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Schiff, former CIA
officer. Don't understand.
I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith.
As you all know, I've had senators up here on this show.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of
Liberty. I've had representatives up on the show from the state of Minnesota confronting this, and they do nothing.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty
and they do nothing.
LibertyRadio.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver.
I'm going to show you this
their
in just a moment when we come back up, guys.
Service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4663.
John 10:12. Yep, not a boy. Thank you. Thank you, 3 Jeep deep. 3 Jeeps deep. That's why I listen to Sons of Liberty, too. Thank you. Thank you, Gina. Totally appreciate you, kiddo. Okay, so I was just telling my friends on live chat and social media platforms, I am bewildered. I am confounded. And I am dumbfounded that the people of the United States of America know that they're fed. Oh, and I'm not creating domestic insurrection in an unrighteous sense. I'm telling the American people to become the law and see what their federal and state governments are advocating for by having an Ilhan Omar remain. What if that remains, then what is the definition of treason? And why do we have laws if we're not going to enforce them? Hey, friends, we don't need good men and we don't need more laws. We don't need voluminous laws to be created to make the laws that we have ineffective. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. Seriously. It's not like what they're doing is legal. No, it's high treason. Ilhan Omar is high treason at every given level. There's 35 jihadi camps in America, friends. And the mainstream media is not highlighting any of it. You see the DHS alluring these military-age men into this country. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Whoa! Read verse 50 as well, and verse 63 as well. You just can't make it up. I wanted to cover this really quick. And if I don't get to the whole of this, we'll get to it tomorrow. Because, again, we're following the Holy Ghost here. I had somebody yesterday bring up the fact concerning one of the articles that I had covered in the illegalities of what Facebook and Google and all these other companies are doing when it comes to their illegal censorship. You all know this. You hear it all the time. And on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I had to go ahead and highlight another article for you. Big tech company Facebook Meta does not want Americans to see that there are over 1,000 other presidential candidates. Okay, I did that for the very purpose to show you how they were removing my article, making the American people aware of the fact that there's over 1,000 other presidential contenders, but they keep feeding you the two clowns in the circus of politics. Well, one of my friends came back and she had said to me, this is just kind of a side note to the show today, had said to me, if you don't mind, I'm just going to pull it up and I'm not going to say any names, but I just want to kind of read it off. And after this person got a hold of the article, my friend came back and said, had a friend comment on the illegal censorship by Facebook. And then this person says, well, I'm disgusted by Facebook removing content or content they don't like. It isn't illegal for them to do so. You, sir, are incorrect. What big tech company is doing outside of their illegal censorship and suppression and attacking their political opposition, you may not understand that a friend of ours, Mike Adams, is suing not just Facebook, but also Google, also Twitter, NewsGuard, who comes across as a conservative watchdog. They're not at all in any sense of the word. He's suing Homeland Security, Department of Defense, Global Engagement Center, ISD, and others globally coordinated government-funded censorship. Did you know, and I'm speaking to the person that said it was not illegal, oh, it's absolutely illegal at every given step. They're subversive to American government. That's what makes what they're doing illegal. Not what I'm doing. I'm holding to the Word of God and to the Constitution. Everything I'm doing is confronting them for their illegalities. And no, they do not have a right to censor free speech anywhere because it's lawful speech. Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. So this shows you how off-center people have become in this country, as if to suggest that big tech companies can now censor what the government doesn't agree with. Well, let me tell you something. That free speech was given by our forefathers as they were throwing off tyrants. As a matter of fact, Ben Franklin was the one that said, rightfully, that the whole reason for the freedom of speech was to basically hold up as a bulwark against tyrants. The same thing that you're seeing through these big tech companies today. And one of the things that I suggested to my friend is, you know, send him my way, number one, because he doesn't know what he's talking about in any sense of the word. And then I threw the second scenario at her. Well, what happens when the phone companies don't like what we have to talk about? Can they go ahead and just deplatform us too then? What happens if the electric companies don't like what I have to say? Or what happens if the banks don't like what I have to say? Wait a second. We're being led and we're being corralled into a social credit score system, just like in China. Why? Because ignorant people think that they have a right to censor free speech. You are incorrect. That is a dangerous mindset. And what you're allowing that these people to do is to forge your chains because you don't know the difference. You get me any CEO, you get me all these smarty pants, get them on the radio show. Oh, so they have a right to deplatform us, right? Yeah. So when did that all become a new thing? Because I know that from the very beginning of this country, what is the mainstream media is responsible for advocating through their illegal propaganda narrative. That's illegal. Yep. But the American people succumb to it. They submit to it because they don't love the Lord enough to actually stand up and obey him. Nope. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. And then the people wonder why they're being thrown over to the judgments of God because they don't know the difference. And to suggest that Facebook has a right to censor free speech, have you taken the time to see Facebook in YouTube and Twitter and the garbage that they're promoting? Did you know that that is illegal content? I mean, folks, the vulgarities that come off of these platforms today, the sexual innuendo, the nude, the everything is some sort of debased agenda to get people to demoralize. And why do they want to demoralize you? Because if they can demoralize you, they can control you. So just wanted to make clear for anybody to think that Facebook has the right to censor you because it's their platform. Why don't you go ahead and pull the curtain back on history? Because that is one of the most ignorant things that I've ever heard in all of my life. Oh, and just for the record, also understand that banks today, there's a few banks that have already tested their steel against the American people, that when they went to buy ammunition for their guns, you know, we have the Second Amendment, you know, the right to bear arms, and it shall not be infringed, violated. When they went out and they used credit cards to buy ammunition, was it the right of the banks to say, we're not going to lend him that money because we don't agree with him buying ammunition to defend himself and his family? Well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. People, friends, are scary. People are scary, ignorant today. We have a right to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Big tech companies are doing the wrong thing. They're attempting to Europeanize America. They're trying to drive a one world order narrative, and they don't have the right to do that. But when you stand back and say, well, they can do whatever they want to do, you're just adding more strength to tyranny. And you're teaching everybody around you to be a good slave like yourself. And you should be ashamed of yourself, to say the least. Facebook has the right to censor us because it's their platform. Yeah. Why don't you try that with your business against Facebook and see how it works out for you? Americans. Okay, so let's get to this, and I'm probably going to have to tip into this tomorrow. Again, we're just going to roll as we're led here, because I did just prove the point. Once again, here. Yesterday, I seen this post, and it says, Happy Pride with a what they call a rainbow, and a red heart, and an orange heart, and a yellow heart, and then a question mark, and then a blue heart, and then a purple heart. Love is the law, say they. Yeah, yep. You're right, yep. Love is the law. You're right. But did you forget that that love that fulfills the law also condemns their abominable pride? Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. That's what these people would have you believe. They would have you believe that the law of God is love and love is the law, and it just overlooks their abominable lifestyles. I'm here to tell you the opposite is true. And this is the gospel, another gospel. In Galatians 1:8, where the Lord told us, if they preach another gospel, he talked through Paul, the inspired writer who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, and he said, let them be accursed. By people taking heed to this unscriptural nonsense, and heresy only brings a curse upon the land. So do you mind? We're going to get to it tomorrow because I need to crack this one wide open. Love is the fulfilling of the law, but remember, that law fulfilled condemns their crimes. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See you.